Hi, this is Larry Troca, and today I want to talk to you about horses that ring their tail. One of my members wrote in and said he's got a horse that's ringing its tail. You know, he's not quite sure why, and he doesn't really know what to do about it. And so I thought I'd answer that question in this audio here today. Now, we're going to cover several different things in this audio. You know, I'm going to go kind of fast because I don't want it to drag on forever, but I want to go through some examples, why it's a problem, the causes, the things that cause a horse to ring its tail. And we want to go through some of the things that you can do to fix the horse to get him to quit ringing his tail, or perhaps prevent him from ringing his tail in the first place. So, you know, we got quite a bit to cover. So, you know, sit back. Listen, I'll go through it. Like I say, it's going to be kind of fast. You might have to go through it a couple times. But anyway, we're going to get started. So most people that have been around horses for any length of time know what a tail ringer is. You know, most people have seen them. And if you haven't, a good example is a horse that twirls its tail like a propeller. And it might do it while he's backing up. He might do it while he's loping circles. He might do it while he's spinning. He might do it when he's agitated or irritated, but the tail will basically look like a propeller. And, you know, it's real obvious something's not right. Now, the other type of tail action that you can get, we call it tail popping, or a horse popping its tail. And when a horse does that, it's basically just moving its tail up and down. It's kind of jerking its tail up and down. And, you know, you'll usually see this when you're doing lead departures, or flying lead changes, or you press the horse with your leg or with its spur, it might pop its tail, basically showing that it's annoyed or it's resentful, you know, one of those things. But you know, you can, it's real obvious when you see it. Now let's talk about why it's a problem, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, well, yeah, it doesn't look good, but you know, it's not really causing any problems, so why is it such a big deal? Well, the reason it's a really big deal is because, number one, it does look terrible. I mean, it looks really bad. If you enter a show and your horse is ringing its tail, the judge isn't going to mark you very well. It just looks really bad. The other reason is it's pretty difficult to sell a tail ringer. I've seen people try to sell their horse that would ring its tail, and I mean, they had a heck of a time getting it done. You know, just, you know, you can just count on knocking off a few thousand bucks, you know, if it's a tail ringer. But most importantly, the most important thing why we need to address the tail ringing is because it indicates that something's wrong. You know, something's not right. You know, the horse isn't happy about something. And you know, so if your horse is ringing its tail, you know that there's something just not right. Now, let's talk about the causes, some of the causes of tail ringing. Probably the number one cause is resentment. The horse resents or is annoyed by its rider. It doesn't respect its rider. And when the rider asks it to do something, it kind of tees the horse off, and he kind of shows, you know, his disrespect by ringing his tail. You know, I see that a lot. Another big cause of horses ringing their tail are horses that are overworked or drilled too much. Man, I tell you what, I don't know. I've seen people spin a horse, work on a horse's spin. Spin him over and over and over, or stop him over and over and over, or work on anything until the horse is just sick of it. And that'll start him ringing his tail. And once he starts, boy, you gotta take care of it right away before it becomes a real habit. Now, another cause of tail ringing is pain. If a horse is in pain, it'll cause him to start ringing his tail. Now, most of the time, if a horse is ringing his tail because of pain, it's usually because of pain either in his hocks or his stifles or his back. And as a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about just mentioning the horse's back, let me tell you this. Even if you have a saddle that fits your horse really well, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a sore back. There could be a lot of things that could contribute to that, okay? So that's another cause, some soreness somewhere causing the horse pain. Another cause is dread or anxiety. You're doing something with the horse that he views as an unpleasant situation or an unpleasant activity. You know, he doesn't like it. You know, he dreads it. Or it causes him anxiety. He really worries about it. Now, another cause are a rider not using his legs or spurs correctly. You'll see people, you know, jabbing their horse with a spur or kicking a horse constantly. You know, if you're going to use spurs, you need to use the spur with a pressing motion, not a jabbing motion. A lot of times you'll take a tail ringer and just quit jabbing him and just press instead, and that's enough to get him over it. You know, I've had several like that. So that's, you know, that's kind of, you know, and you know, while I'm thinking about it, a lot of people, the instant they see a tail ringer, they instantly think, well, you know, it's spurs that are causing that. That is not the case. All horse trainers that compete in shows ride with spurs. So if just spurs alone was the cause, all those horses would be tail ringers, and that's not the case, okay? And I should probably touch on the point that some horses are just more predisposed to be tail ringers than others. I've seen some horses where, man, you could do everything wrong and they still won't ring their tail. You know, their tail is nice and quiet, you know, even though you're making all these mistakes, you know. And then there's other horses, you know, you're doing your best to do everything right and they still turn into tail poppers or tail ringers. And, you know, there's not much you can do about that. Well, there is a couple things, but we'll talk about it later. But So let's get to the things that you can do to fix a horse that is popping his tail or ringing his tail. Now, the first thing that I would do if you have a horse and all of a sudden out of the blue he starts ringing his tail, I would suspect some kind of pain in a case like that. Something that came on real quick. You know, he was fine a couple weeks ago and now he's ringing his tail. You know, I would suspect pain. So what I would do to test that before I spent, you know, a big vet, you know, spent a big bill on a vet, I would bute that horse or use Prevacox for several days in a row and see if that makes a difference. You know, if it does, after you've given him bute or Prevacox for, say, 4 days, 5 days in a row, and all of a sudden he quits ringing his tail, and that's pretty good indication that it's being caused by pain. And then it's time to bring the vet in and let's address what's causing the pain and let's get it taken care of. Usually, like I say, it's hocks or stifles or his back is sore. And a vet can help you there. Sometimes a horse chiropractor can help you there. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, there's a lot of horseshoers that don't shoe a horse correctly, and that can cause a horse to be sore. So you got to take a look at your shoeing also. Let's talk about, you know, a horse that is ringing his tail because of dread or he's being drilled too much. A horse like that, you just need to give him more variety, you know, do different things with him, trail ride him, work him in the arena, do different things, but just don't do the same thing in the arena all the time. Do different things. The more you can do with the horse, the better that horse's mind will be. So just because you have a barrel racer, that doesn't mean you go out there and run him all the time. You know, you really need to do, you know, some slow work or maybe take him over some small jumps. Or just do something that's fun for the horse to let him know that you're not always going to, you know, make him do something that he dreads. I've seen guys work on a horse's spin until the horse just couldn't take it anymore. You know, drilling that spin, drilling. And boy, that you just can't do that. When you're training your horse, you know, your concentrated training session most of the time really shouldn't be more than about, you know, 15 to 25 minutes. And I'd say 25 minutes max. You know, you can ride him longer than that. You know, you can ride him for hours. But the concentrated schooling, the concentrated training should not last more than, like I say, 15 to 25 minutes. Now, but within that 15 to 25 minutes, you can't be working on the same thing over and over and over again. A typical schooling session should be like, okay, maybe you work on his spin for 2 or 3 minutes and then you leave it. You know, you walk him off, you put slack in the reins and let him relax for a couple minutes. Let him think about it. You know, let him just kind of chill out. And then you can work on something else. You might want to work on hip, you know, controlling his body parts, moving his hips over or something like that. You work on that for 2 or 3 minutes and then you let him relax. Just walk him around and let him chill out. And that's how you train a horse and not get him dreading what he's doing. You know, you mix it up, you only work on one thing for a couple minutes and then you move on to something else, okay? One of the things that I see a lot are horses that ring their tail because they're annoyed with their rider, they don't respect their rider, and they're annoyed that the rider is asking them to do something they don't want to do. I've seen riders, you know, press a horse with their spur to get him to move his hip over, and the horse kicks at the spur, rings his tail, throws his head up. You know, he's obviously teed off because the rider asked him to do something he doesn't want to do. That's when it's time to spank that horse's butt. Okay, you ask your horse to do something and it's you know, like moving over, which is no big deal, and he rings his tail or does something else just because he's annoyed. You need to gather him up, get a hold of him, take the end of the reins and spank his butt 2 or 3 good hard whacks, and then sit there and let him think about it for a minute or so, and then ask him to do that maneuver again. Let's say we're going to spin and I haven't drilled my horse on spinning. I've done it the right way. But spinning's work. And so he doesn't want to do it. I go take him into a spin and I notice his tail start to move. He's swishing his tail. I will stop that horse right then and there, gather him up, spank him 2 or 3 times over the butt and then let him think about it. And then I'll put him right back into that spin. And if he starts, you know, moving that tail again, starts ringing that tail, I'll stop him again, spank his butt, and just let him know that you move that tail, that means your butt's going to get spanked. And, boy, it'll get him over it right now. I mean, just, you know, I won't say it's not 100%. It's not going to fix every horse, but it will sure fix most of them that are ringing their tail from annoyance or disrespect, okay? Now, Let me warn you. You spank him on the butt. A horse that's annoyed or disrespectful, a lot of them, when you first spank them on the butt, they really resent it, and they might try to buck you off, or they might do something else that's worse than wringing their tail. But you know, that's disrespect problems that you have to address. You got to get that horse's respect. Are you really never going to get him trained? No, nobody really has real success training any horse that doesn't respect him, okay? So getting that horse's respect is the number one thing. And letting him know that there's a consequence to pay for ringing his tail out of annoyance or disrespect, okay? Now, I want to touch on another subject, and it's a touchy subject. I guess the best way to do it is just let's just come out and talk about it, because it's prevalent in certain events and I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I hate to see it. And that is a horse with an altered tail. Now, what do I mean by a horse with an altered tail? When Some people have a horse that becomes a tail ringer. They solve the problem by calling a vet and having the vet work on that horse's tail. They'll use either a nerve block where the horse can't move its tail because the nerves aren't firing right. Then that they might use Novocaine or something like that. Or in some cases, the vet will surgically cut some of the muscles in the tail so he can't use his tail at all. The tail basically just lies flat on his butt and he can't move it. He can't swish flies. When he lopes, you notice that when most horses trot and lope, they hold their tail out away from their butt. If you ever see a horse carrying its tail flat against its butt, not out away from its body, there's a real good possibility that horse's tail has been surgically altered. Now, a lot of my members are interested in reining, and they compete in reining, or they want to do reining. And that's one event where you will see a lot of horses with an altered tail. So if you're going to go buy a horse, especially a reining horse, and you know you don't want to buy one with an altered tail, pay attention to how he's carrying his tail when he's being ridden. You know, like I say, you can trot him or lope him or run him, and that tail won't move. It'll just lie flat on his butt. And the end of the tail will be flipping up and down. It just looks so unnatural. It's easy to spot if you'll pay attention. I hate it. I've never done it. Most of the horses that I've gotten in training that were tail ringers, I was able to fix them. You know, usually take about 3 months of riding to fix it. But most of them, I'd say, 85-90% of them that I've had, been able to get them over the tail ringer. So it's doable. It's doable if you take the time to do it. And as far as the altered tail goes, like I say, there's a lot of people that do it. I can understand why they do it. You just won't catch me doing it. Anyway, I hope this audio has been helpful. If you're one of my members, you have the ability to send in your questions. If it's a good question or a question that I think could help a lot of other people, we'll darn sure answer it and see if we can't come up with some solutions, okay? Anyway, that's all for now, and I'll talk to you later. All right, take care. Bye-bye.